Let's be real. Life can be a relentless cycle of chaos, especially when you're juggling motherhood, caregiving, a career, or leaving a toxic one, and navigating your own health challenges. I've been there, sitting in the storm of overwhelm, wondering how I'd ever find balance again. Spoiler alert, I did. But it wasn't by accident. It was through creating and leaning on my life systems. This is my story of finding my way back to balance and how these systems became my lifeline and how they could become yours too. Hey, hey, it's Michelle, and welcome to Simplifying Life's Beautiful Bitchiness. Let's keep it real. Life can be a bitch, so let's make it easier. We're all about saying peace out to constantly juggling all the things and create simple, stress-less life systems that work for your version of a balanced life. Without the burnout, without the BS. Whether you're juggling mom life, managing a chronic illness, or just trying to get through the day without losing your shit, I got you. So grab a drink, take a breath, because we're diving into real life strategies with a little bit of goofiness, a few F-bombs, and plenty of holy shit that makes sense moments. You ready? Let's do this. The struggle of living in overdrive. My breaking point came during a perfect storm of challenges. Being a mom with a million daily responsibilities, caregiving for loved ones while grieving the loss of my dad, navigating a toxic 9-to-5, which I was grateful to leave behind, being diagnosed with a chronic illness, and facing the reality of a new life I never asked for. Through it all, I was a doer of all things. I'm in recovery stage now, but running on empty and refusing to ask for help, my chronic illness became a wake-up call for me, a flashing neon lights in the sky screaming, "You can't pour from an empty cup." So I had to accept that caring for myself wasn't selfish. It was absolutely necessary. Then I had to lean into my systems. I didn't magically figure everything out overnight, but life systems gave me a roadmap when I felt lost. Here's how they helped me regain control. First, it was my household harmony system. This was my game changer. I mapped out how to care for each room in my house, daily, weekly, monthly, and even on a quarterly basis. Then I learned how to delegate. I handed over guidelines to my husband and my daughter and even reached out to my support system when I needed extra help. No more micromanaging, just clear steps for keeping the house running without me burning out. Next was my peace of mind childcare plan. So when I needed time for myself or date nights with my husband, this system had my back. I created a detailed plan for my daughter's care, what she could eat, her screen time limits, her routines, so I could definitely pass it on to my in-law or my mom, knowing my daughter was cared for, and that gave me a peace of mind so that I can breathe and recharge and actually be present for whatever I had planned for that night. And then next was my self-care sanctuary system. This one, a personal favorite of mine, just for the obvious, it's the self-care that I've neglected myself all these years up until now, and it forced me to focus on me. Again, that's why I loved the system. I created rituals and routines to prioritize, if I can get that word out, my well-being, from therapy to creative outlets like crocheting and the Zentangle Doodle Method. That's a big favorite. I'm trying to combine those two now. But this system reminded me how to pour back into myself and put myself first before I can try and help everybody else. Remember, I said earlier, recovering doer of all things. And with this became a peace of mind and freedom. And here's the thing about life systems that didn't just help me survive. They gave me my life back, really. When I had such systems in place, I could delegate, I can reclaim time, and I can let go of the pressure to control everything, because that's what happens when you're the doer all things. You need that control. So like when I had 30 minutes, I used to spend on cleaning the kitchen. Now it's time I can spend on crocheting, doodling, watching a TV show that I've been wanting to watch for the longest time, or even just breathing. When less on my mental plate, I had the capacity to seek therapy, a tool that's been pivotal for my emotional well-being and my mindset. That was very, very huge. And I am really, truly starting to feel like me again. That mental and emotional freedom that these systems gave me, oh my God, it's been awesome. And I've missed myself. And these systems helped me tweak a few things and be me again. So now what I would like for you is to help you find your balance. We're all in different seasons of life right now. And I'm in a season of creativity, leaning into my artful living system. And it's about finding new ways to express myself, whether it's in art class, a wine and paint night, or even just a peaceful walk outdoors. But what season are you in? What's weighing you down? And how can you create systems to lighten the load? Life systems aren't just about getting through the day. They're retooling your habits, retooling your routines, and designing a life where you can thrive. So let me ask you this. What's one area of your life that you can simplify or delegate today? That's a wrap on today's episode. I hope it gave you something to think about, laugh at, or actually use in real life. If this one hit home, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling extra generous, drop a review. It truly helps. If you want to keep the combo going, head to the show notes for all the links and resources. Until next time, inhale the calm and exhale the fire.